Chapter 8. John Rolfe.
One day, an Englishman called John Rolfe came to visit. He was a tobacco farmer and owned a big plantation near Henricus called Verena Farms. Who's he? He's very attractive. We talked about many things, and the time passed quickly. He returned to visit me the next day and the day after that. We laughed and joked together. I began to wait for John's visits and was sad on the days he didn't come. Soon, we fell in love with each other, but there was a problem. I was an Algonquin Native American, and he was a Christian Englishman. Most Native Americans and white people didn't talk together. They certainly didn't fall in love. Was there a solution for us? John Rolfe wrote a letter to the governor of the Virginia colony, Sir Thomas Dale.
Dear Sir, I am in love with an Algonquin girl named Pocahontas. She is not a Christian, but she is a good person, and I want to marry her. Please give us your permission to marry. Thank you, John Rolfe.
The governor gave his permission, and we prepared to get married. My father blessed our marriage and sent a pearl necklace to me as a wedding present. Before the wedding, I decided to become a Christian. I was baptized in church and took a Christian name, Rebecca. On the 5th of April, 1614, John Rolfe and I were married. My father didn't come to the wedding, but he sent his brother and my two brothers to represent him.
Congratulations!
After the marriage, there was a period of quiet and acceptance between the Powhatan tribe and the colonists. We lived happily on Verena Farms.